This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lin. Pennsylvania's manufacturing industry has struggled for decades to compete for high-quality workers. This is due in part to stigmas associated with the work itself, resulting in fewer people than ever entering the field. Now, new economic challenges posed by the pandemic exacerbate existing recruitment issues. WHYY's Robbie Broad reports Delaware Valley manufacturers are trying to broaden their appeal to best prepare for a post-pandemic world while maintaining their bottom line.
Southco's manufacturing facility is like if Willy Wonka's chocolate factory was designed by Rube Goldberg. All over the floor, hundreds of hyper-specified manufacturing machines loudly whir and clank, and perform impressive feats like 3D printing parts that were designed in-house by staff engineers. And they also execute seemingly menial tasks, like making sure plastic ends are clipped properly to not damage the whole part. Southco specializes in latches that can be found almost anywhere, in car glove boxes, overhead storage compartments on planes, and even on 5G telecom towers.
And for any of you who had a hot dog at Wawa, these here are the magnetic latches for the snap-on door. So next time in your Wawa and you open up the hot dog, you're going to see a magnet in here, and that's the latch that snaps on the panel there. A lot of stuff you never even notice we make.
That's Matthew Hunter, an engineering technician at Southco. Hunter has worked pretty much every job there is on the manufacturing floor. He started as an assembly line operator 16 years ago and steadily worked his way up to his current role designing and maintaining the machines on the floor. Matthew grew up working with his hands in his dad's auto body shop, and after graduating high school, he spent years working in construction. But after grumbling about the irregular hours and the difficulties finding regular work, a high school friend asked him if he'd ever considered manufacturing.
Even I thought manufacturing was like a dirty trade, because it sounds dirty, and I think people have been programmed to think that it's kind of like mining. And I think if people actually saw what manufacturing was nowadays, they would have a whole different outlook on it, and I think it would be more motivation to go into it.
While Southco posted one of its most profitable years ever in 2021, CEO Steve Potter says the company still has trouble recruiting and retaining talent.
We're all struggling with the same thing. So it's this odd dichotomy where we're all struggling getting human resource, yet our numbers and demand for whatever we do is at an all-time demand.
Southco's situation is common among manufacturers across the country, particularly in the Delaware Valley. According to a workforce study conducted by the Delaware Valley Industrial Resource Center and other industry groups, southeastern Pennsylvania has thousands of manufacturing positions that remain unfilled at a higher rate than the national average. But fewer people than ever are interested in working in manufacturing, which jeopardizes the future of Pennsylvania's second largest industry. Mark Basla, Senior Vice President and Chief Marketing Officer of the DVIRC, says the major workforce issues include the accelerated amount of retirements, which was kicked into overdrive by the pandemic, the lack of diversity in the talent pipeline, and the lack of awareness of the viability of manufacturing careers, many of which offer stable paths with well-paying salaries and don't often require four-year degrees.
Most importantly, we need to build a diversified and skilled talent pool for Southeast Pennsylvania. Our goals were to support the current workforce needs, sort of short and midterm, and at the same time and in parallel, we have to build the plane as we're flying it.
To strengthen the recruitment pipeline, the DVIRC has stressed the importance of working closely with local high schools, trade schools, and colleges to get more young people involved with the industry and buck the stigma of manufacturing being an undesirable industry. Leslie Dahl, a career coach with Bucks County Community College, says they're expanding their reach in part by visiting more schools and offering more grants.
We're partnering with high schools to try to capture that graduating senior population that maybe isn't sure what they're gonna do, not sure if they're college bound, to get them into some of our programs. So we're kind of constantly trying to find ways to get them involved.
In addition to recruitment challenges, both the price of and the time it takes to acquire or import raw materials have skyrocketed. Because of this, some companies have been forced to delay orders for months. Heidi McKenna, president of the Fredericks Company in Huntingdon Valley, which makes tilt and vacuum measurement devices, says her company has struggled to figure out ways to offset rising costs and increased shipping times.
a part that would normally take 4 weeks to get in, now 16 weeks, 20, 24 weeks. Some products were getting quoted 52 weeks, like a whole year to get the material. We're implementing some price increases, but it's difficult to balance and not wanting to lose a customer and juggling that.
McKenna says she also struggles to find manufacturing talent, and her small company of just under 50 people lacks the resources to compete with larger companies.
I've raised my rates, starting rate, over 20% in the last 2 years, which is just a domino effect then, right? Challenge of that affects our margins and our products, and there just don't seem to be the qualified or interested people out there for the job.
Back at Southco, Matthew Hunter wishes he'd considered manufacturing sooner. He says he knows many technically savvy mechanics and construction workers currently struggling with irregular pay and hours who would be better suited for manufacturing.
A lot of times it's cleaner than a mechanic shop. You don't have oil every all the time. There's some days I'll be dirty, but for the most part, I go home clean every day. And I think if somebody just gave it a chance, that they would see a whole different side and a whole different opportunity.
Robbie Broad, WHYY News.